Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, December 21st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into fascinating topics from the vast well of knowledge that is Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're taking a delightful trip back to the whimsical world of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Buckle up as we explore the history and impact of this iconic fictional creation that has captivated audiences for decades. Let's start with a bit of background. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang originated as a children's book penned by none other than Ian Fleming, who is famously known for his James Bond series. This fact alone might surprise some of you. Can you imagine the same mind that gave us Suave Spies also conjuring up a tale of a magical car? Well, that speaks volumes about Fleming's imaginative prowess. Published in 1964, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Magical Car, was released just 2 months after Fleming's death. It tells the adventurous story of the Potts family, who restore a unique car that, lo and behold, has the ability to fly and float, all while making its signature sound, Chitty Bang Bang. This book quickly enchanted readers and eventually made its way to the silver screen in a 1968 musical film adaptation. The story was brought to life by Roald Dahl, who wrote the screenplay, and Ken Hughes, who directed the film. It's interesting to pause and consider the collaboration of literary giants like Fleming and Dahl. What do you think prompted Dahl to take on this rather lighthearted project compared to his other, darker works? The film stars Dick Van Dyke as Caractacus Potts, an eccentric inventor, and Sally Ann Howes as Truly Scrumptious, his charming ally. Of course, we can't forget the car itself, which almost becomes a character in its own right. With its adventurous capabilities and endearing qualities, Chitty steals the show. It might be worth asking, what element of our childhood fantasies does Chitty really tap into? The film captured the hearts of audiences, featuring iconic songs such as Toot Sweets, Hushabye Mountain, and the eponymous Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. This magical narrative isn't just about a flying car, but encapsulates the essence of adventure and the pursuit of dreams. There's a slice of childhood nostalgia here, wouldn't you agree? But the magic doesn't stop there. A stage adaptation premiered in London's West End in 2002 and later on Broadway in 2005. The stage production was a testament to the story's longevity and magical appeal. Imagine the innovation required to make a car fly on stage night after night, bringing an age-old tale to life in a new and exciting way. It's a true testament to the timelessness of the story. Now, let's talk about its cultural impact. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang remains a beloved name in pop culture, offering a whimsical escape that many of us yearn for amidst the mundane chaos of daily life. Its influence stretches across generations. But why does a seemingly simple story about a family and their magical car resonate with so many? Could it be because, at its core, it's about the quintessential human desire to break free and explore uncharted territories? This brings us to an interesting thought. How do stories like this influence technological aspirations? For instance, Elon Musk named a line of Tesla's latest endeavor, Tesla-quila, which is a playful nod to his own interpretation of high-flying, innovative spirit. Could it be that somewhere, in the corners of our experimental tech advancements, stories like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang provide that artistic, imaginative spark? If you think about it, fiction and fantasy often lay the groundwork for real technological advancements. Perhaps they even help societies to dream bigger and aim higher. So here's a question for you. Do you envision a world where flying cars, similar to Chitty, could become a reality? And if so, how would that reshape our societal norms and lifestyles? Before we conclude, let's reflect on the ethical dimensions. Stories like Chitty often touch on themes of innovation and exploration, without diving deeply into potential risks or the social responsibilities that come with technological advancement. What ethical considerations should we keep in mind as we draw inspiration from such fantasies in today's rapidly evolving world? And there we have it, an exploration of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, a whimsical tale that not only touches our hearts but also inspires our imaginations. As always, I encourage you to revisit this classic, whether through the book, film, or stage adaptation, and perhaps see what new thoughts or ideas it sparks in you. Thanks for tuning into Wikipodia. Until next time, keep your minds open, your dreams alive, and think about how the stories we tell today might shape the reality of tomorrow.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Thanks for listening. See you next time.